The Primary Healthcare Advocacy Coalition has identified primary healthcare as an effective and efficient pathway to achieve universal healthcare in the country. At a workshop to commemorate the celebration of Universal Health Coverage Day in Accra, a representative of the coalition, George Osei-Bimpe, lauded the adoption of strategies such as the community-based health planning and services CHIPS in tackling the issue of healthcare delivery to all citizens in the country. He was, however, skeptical about the effective operation of the CHIPS compounds. Here's a report by Nathaniel Nati.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, during the UHC Day celebration in 2014, said that universal health coverage and investment in health systems can accelerate global efforts to ensure access to healthcare to anyone who needs it, leaving no one behind. The celebration in Ghana focused on primary healthcare and tools for achieving universal health coverage. Over the past 2 years, the budget for health has fallen below 15%, indicating that the sector is receiving less attention from government. A representative for the Primary Healthcare Advocacy Coalition, George Osei-Bimpe, said the NHIS and CHIPS compound strategies adopted by government to achieve universal health coverage is commendable. He added that about 120 of the CHIPS compounds are non-functional. He linked this to lack of funding, which he sees as a major challenge.
Primary healthcare was defined as essential healthcare based on practical, scientifically sound, and socially acceptable methods made universally accessible to individuals and families in the communities. We have a little over 2,700 CHIPS compounds. About 120 of them are not functional, simply because either nurses have abandoned the compounds arising from many issues, or they left the profession, they are having challenges with the community. But more importantly, their compounds are not equipped. So you have the compound there, it has been commissioned, all right, but there is no equipment there for anybody to work there.
President of the Ghana Midwifery Association, Mrs. Joyce Jetua, highlighted the importance of midwives to the effective functioning of the CHIPS compounds.
The CHIPS compounds, they are helping a lot. They are talking as a midwife in the CHIPS compound. When a woman gets into labor and there's no midwife there, then a woman is transferred to the next health facility, which might be a longer place for her to travel to. So I think it is time that we get midwife into every CHIPS compound. That, in fact, that was the concept of it. Because with a midwife, she can be given primary health care at that place.
The universal health coverage is observed on December 12th each year across the globe.
Those are reports filed by Nathaniel Nati.